punches and knockbacks that kill.
No, you can do, you can pull a punch and not do knockback, although that's usually that's only for pretty much it's only
things
for hand to hand
melee.
Because
the melee or else does it only include
pretty much melee as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Well, the rules say anything.
Yeah, the rules do say anything.
I've just been assuming that the pulling the punches that that one column shift every time, every attack.
No, because those rules are different, right? That pulling a punch doesn't actually make you any harder to hit.
Kevin's not playing by the rules.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, well,
he's playing by somebody's rules. So,
you could. I mean, I have said before, you guys are starting to do the knockback. It's possible to kill somebody. Although you'd have to roll really high.
So it's 12. Does 12 do any damage?
You rolled a 12 on her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you do 6.
Well, knock her through, and she dies.
Unlikely. So, like, I rolled 34?
Yeah.
Conveniently, there aren't any walls to blow her through.
You can still kill her that way. Because that's just the way it is. But,
See, really, in the middle of a field, you could do blowback.
Well,
you get her up to terminal velocity.
Actually, in snow, she'd probably be okay. Or, that's true, if you did 15 column shifts, you'd knock him into orbit.
He'd cast him on the way back down, that'd be alright, right? Why'd you cast him, right?
They don't come back down, that's the whole point. 15, it's orbital velocity, you're gone, man.
But you go up and get him.
Okay, you could do that.
15 column shifts, you're into orbit. That's
a lot of column shifts.
25,000 miles per hour. They're alive. No extra damage.
Well, sure, they're running out of air.
Yeah, it depends.
That would be no extra damage.
Instantly knocked into 25,000 miles per hour.
Yeah.
There's no extra damage.
Yeah,
so once you knock them through.
Although, you know, the 15 column shifts in the first place was a lot of damage.
Yeah.
If you weren't, you know, trying to not kill them.
But that's just knocking to zero.
That's true.
That's
the way it works.
Then they'd be unconscious in
orbit. Yeah, well, you'd always
yeah that's true. They'd be unconscious in orbit.
You always go get them.
By the time you get there, though, they're dead.
Yeah, you can't.
You're kind of slow.
Well, I can speed up.
So you do 3 points. She takes some damage. She's not stunned.
Please stop it. There's no reason for us to be enemies.
She steps back, and she now she.
If you are indeed doing.
Now it is a blizzard.
If you are indeed doing legitimate scientific research, there's no reason for us to be enemies.
Foxy tries to kill you.
Maybe you could finally teach me to read.
Jolly.
Damn.
We got Real Time, you know, Bill Maher's new show. Had the guy from Jubilees on.
Oh, Bill Maher has a new show.
Yeah. You know, like once a week. You know, whatever. It's much better than the old show.
The old show is quite good.
But he, you know, he had to talk to Carrot Top once a week. Carrot Top. You know Carrot Top? Comedian. Does the AT&T commercial.
So after you attacked her, the Frosty came up behind you and hits you.
Yeah.
Knocks you like 20 feet. You take 9 points.
Ow. Well, okay. I guess I absorb 5 of that. Which cost me 10, right?
Yep.
And I'm down to 1 point. Wow.
And, you're stunned.
Okay. But I'm like 20 feet away.
That's true. Let's see. So there's a blizzard. Pilot says it's going to be really hard to land. I don't think we should do it.
Peter's down there. How can you, like, buzz the ground and we can jump out?
Are you sure about this?
I'm not sure about it.
And Eric is unconscious.
Well, hero point is back with you, man. Hero point.
Well, can't El get
it's...
Too late.
Actually, no, because that's the zero. I should make that more expensive.
Well, he's at zero now, right?
So if you're less than zero, it's only 1 point. No, actually, it's 1 point.
How long has it been?
It's been less than a day.
Okay. Hop out and make sure Peter's okay. You can go intangible.
It would be 21 points.
Okay. For what?
If someone wants to spend 21 hero points, you'll wake up.
Oh, I'm always spending hero points to wake up Woo or wake up Bolt.
Where's the love?
Sorry.
Where's the love?
But it's wait,
Moochers.
He's still at zero, right?
No, he would be at full.
Really?
What? So, well, cost you one to get him up to zero.
Recovery roll.
Alright. Then 20 to do this.
And anybody can do this, level. Including myself?
Anybody can do it.
Alright.
You
there.
Can do it. You spend it?
Yeah.
Well, who's in? Eric wakes up for some reason.
Why wouldn't it?
Okay, I guess. Who's in the plane? We're in the plane. You're not in the plane.
Well, yeah, you just gotta get the pilot to land.
There's
a blizzard.
Well, how high up are we still?
You were coming in for landing.
Yeah, you were coming in for landing.
You were staring at the runway
so
when you had.
So how horrible is it if I like hop out?
You don't travel very fast.
You know there's a parachute.
Oh,
there are parachutes.
You're awful close to the ground.
No, you just said, you're not that low.
Well, I don't know. You said you were
okay.
Coming in for landing. So
that's
I'm
true, but
you lined up with the
you actually did pull up.
Yeah, then I'll parachute out.
Okay.
Parachutes are an option.
Okay, you walk. Foxy walks up to you with your stunt.
We're gonna parachute out into a blizzard in the middle of Canada.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fly back in the alien spacecraft. Obviously. Yeah, new headquarters underwater off the coast of Hawaii. Oh, there's a hotel.
Underwater hotel.
Hawaii. Yeah, in Hawaii. They have it's still
just rooms in
a research institute that's underwater, and now they rent out part of it as a hotel. It's 5 rooms. Actually, it's 10 rooms.
It's the room service?
So you get 2 rooms. Yeah, it's all the normal amenities of a hotel. There's 10 rooms that you get when you rent a room, you get 2 because it's a small. But, you know, one of your windows is, looks out in the ocean. I guess both of them probably have a porthole that goes out to the ocean. That's kind of cool.
I saw a hotel in Indianapolis where half of the rooms were in the railroad cars.
That's cool. That's the ice hotel.
Ice
hotel.
Cool. I know it looked very kitschy. We did that in the Bond movie.
Yeah, but not quite nice. More than the ice hotel. And for some reason you could see through that.
Yeah, I finally saw that. It was actually a lot better than I thought.
Really? Well, we did talk it down a lot.
I thought it was horrible.
I thought it was horrible, but I didn't get anybody to tell me it was horrible before I went there.
Is
he one of these Moonraker elitists?
Moonraker's pretty cool.
Roger, work forever!
I thought Moonraker was fine. That's what most people complain about.
There was one of them that on the train forever.
From Russia with Love?
I think it was that. Wasn't that Sean Connery?
Yeah, that was good.
I hated it.
He doesn't like trains.
The worst Bond movie, and it wasn't that bad, was Moonraker, I thought. But this Moonraker is like, Oscar caliber now. Casino Royale is not a Bond movie. Broccoli didn't do it.
It was based on a novel.
It wasn't based on
Casino Royale. They just completely tweaked it.
There was like 5 Bonds in it that, Mrs. Bond and Baby Bond, and there was just a crap load of Bonds that they were just making fun of Bond, which Ian Fleming would never know. It's not that fine, Casino Royale. I thought they just made it up totally as a spoof on the Bond movies. But Broccoli didn't do it, so
it was based on the Thunderbolt license, I'm sure.
No.
Well, the Broccoli people have been trying to get... So, Ian Fleming sold the rights to Casino Royale first.
Right.
They never did anything with it. Then he sold the rights to Dr. No, and they made the movie, and it was a big deal. And then they decided, okay, well, we should go use our rights to make our own little Bond movie.
Right.
It was really stupid.
Yeah.
But they've held the rights to Casino Royale all along. And the Broccoli family has recently tried to get the rights to Casino Royale to make a real version of it. Because they've already done versions of all the other movies.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the one that they have.
When they list all the Bond movies, Casino Royale is not listed. This was this last one they called it. The original name was Bond 20.
It was done by different people, just like the Thunderbolt.
Well, they count the Thunderbolt.
They only count one.
Never again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Which which they don't count. Which is Thunderball.
Yeah, right. they don't count the second Thunderball. Anyways, where are we at here? We're killing stuff still. Or I'm right. Killed. You're about to kick me into
oblivion. Oh, that's true. The prosecutor's going to attack you again.
Fuck that. Drop, kick me into oblivion.
Wow, he's good.
Can I do something heroic at this point?
You took a lot of damage.
Huh? I took a lot of damage this time? Or, I mean, before he kicked me, can there be anything I can do? Before he rolled his dice to kick me, I'll sit on the ground stuck.
Well, actually, no, because you still got your dodge.
Oh, really?
So you actually miss. You have an 18. He took normal damage.
How about Tinker? Can Tink do something? Tink can do something.
No, he uses one of your actions. Wow, he still hits you and does 7 points of damage.
But Tink, what about Tink?
What about Tink? He's too big! No, Tink. Actually, because you're not too big.
Tink could probably pick him up.
That's true.
I think he just killed you.
Anyways, 7 points.
Bastard. So I can stop 5 of it, and now I'm unconscious, -1, right?
No, he's not trying to kill you.
Well, whatever. I'm
just zero.
I'm just zero. I'm a zero.
Okay.
So there's no point in wasting those points. All right,
that's fine.
Okay, so you're a zero.
Tink, what? She's abandoned me? I asked her for help, and she abandoned me?
She's silent for some reason, especially when you're unconscious.
No, before I was unconscious, I had an action before him when I was stunned, right? But I can't use anything.
Being stunned,
well, you didn't.
You don't have an action.
Yeah, but Tink.
Is that why they call it stunned?
I don't know how Tink works. Tink originally was a separate creature.
Tink is never a separate creature, Dave.
Yeah, the real reason I didn't want to create, like, drop another creature. So I made her into a
robot. He gets a robot, he doesn't get a fairy.
Alright, whatever. Tink sucks. Got it.
Cool.
She's so big.
Yeah, I mean, Eric made a character much later. So that first round of characters or
got screwed.
Yeah. Screwed the worst.
Alright, now we know.
Alright. So who's taking a fair shoot at Hawk? You know, for 20 points you can come back to consciousness.
I know.
Oh, you probably should wait a couple of minutes. That way.
Right, gotcha.
I'll catch him by surprise.
Gotcha.
So everybody? Or right. not John?
I believe not Eric.
Eric doesn't like parachutes.
For some reason, Eric wants to go back.
Deathly afraid of parachutes. Jumping out of planes. Okay. Everybody can roll. Yeah, just roll a number. Try to roll like 11.
Try to roll like not
you
1.
Lose
10.
Unless you probably take a little bit of damage.
16.
3. 4.
Gee, they're only 1. Not taking damage is the one that didn't want to do this idiot thing.
Let's see. Donald, take 2 points. So you pissed off that. Eric. Actually, you have your force field on. You don't take any damage. But you land way far away. Well, not way far away.
But awkwardly, you slide down the mountain slope.
And then in the head.
Like Temple of Doom, man.
Okay, so you guys land next to the
alien ship.
And I say, it takes more than that to take me out.
Can you get up?
Yeah.
Okay, so all the 3 of you are there. There's a big snowman. There's the girl. There's still a blizzard, but it's not like really. You know, you can see far enough, like 20 feet, or whatever.
This woman, not nice.
I try and talk to the woman.
She's not nice.
Don't forget I have a gift of gab, by the by.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
We've already taken out all of your compatriots. Surrender now.
Eli, go home, heroes.
No, we don't lie. We were actually shipping them all out when we left.
Svoboda's unconscious in the plane.
Yes?
Yeah, there's no reason why we wouldn't take him back.
Yeah, you probably do have everybody in the plane. Everybody else in the plane.
Transportation out.
Go ahead and roll.
Oh, yeah, he gets to roll.
Sure.
Damn right.
I get to roll. I was talking. I was good looking.
20? You know.
Yeah, 1 more.
Yeah, because there's no death involved.
31.
That's fucked up, you know. You didn't even roll.
Shut up, Dave.
Okay, yeah, so.
Kevin equals Grisha.
I've noticed.
Being all friendly.
We don't get the dictionary for but I think it's got some to pick on me today.
Okay, okay, so she says, fine, you can have the spaceship. She walks off.
You don't with this necessarily want it. Yet. I don't know.
In a storm here.
So who is she? She's kind of mean in it. Snowman's really, really tough.
Okay, I shout after her. If you ever want to use your powers to help your country, look us up.
Yeah, yeah.
She's from Canada.
She's Indian.
She was Indian, Native American?
No, Indian from the real Indians.
Really?
Not from the fake Indians.
I got it.
Oh, she was, what's her name, from the Doom Patrol?
Apparently.
No. Don't know the back one's coming up.
Celsius, was that her name?
No, it's just Jinx. No, someone else.
Jinx?
Nope, what's her name?
Different Jinx.
Jinx. No, the Bond Jinx.
Jinx.
Isn't
it Jinx, like X-Men Jinx? Isn't there a Jinx? Oh, because you're Halle Berry. Didn't I hear Jinx, but there's something like Jinx in X-Men.
Go on. Okay. Go open the spaceship.
Isn't Jinx a famous character? Hero?
Villain?
No, I think so.
Where I heard this one.
There's a Jinx from ElfQuest.
I think they're not actually...
Nothing modern.
There is a Jinx crime comic done by Brian Michael Bendis.
Open the spaceship.
So you open the spaceship.
More little aliens in cylinders.
No, this is actually much quite a bit.
Okay.
So this is more like, you know.
Our new headquarters.
Well, maybe not quite a bit bigger.
New headquarters.
It's going to fly.
Oh, no, because it is pretty small.
That's actually 5 feet, Captain says.
No, it's like, so it's like 50, 60 feet. So it is bigger than the other one,
okay.
But not that much bigger, not as far. So it opens up, dark. It's actually like, looks like it goes up into a little corridor.
Flashlight.
Is there alien atmosphere inside makes it difficult to breathe?
No.
Okay.
Strange that.
Yeah. I go looking for people.
From the revolution.
So as you step through, a blaring sound comes out.
Okay.
Blue lights start flashing.
Okay.
Laser shoots at you and misses.
Okay, I back out.
A sign opposite the doors.
Starts
flashing.
Okay.
Please, please, please.
What's it say?
It's an alien script. And I look at Shannon. maybe you don't have that power.
Oh. No, I can't.
Maybe you did have that power.
Comprehend languages, if that's it. So I'm not good enough to comprehend alien languages.
Yeah, you can roll.
Oh, I just have to beat an OVRV of 12 with my 7.
Be hard.
You can do that. Hero points.
Wow.
19. Yeah. I doubt that's done it.
Probably not. That should give you something for it.
7 versus 12.
That's
cool. Don't know what it is, but
it's
one down.
It says Yankee go home. 7
versus
12, you need a
15. You're just short of getting any points.
Yeah.
Let's see. So you make out...
After the fact?
Yeah.
But you do make out. Let's see. What does it say?
You use your roll of 21.
Okay, it says, do not trespass. You read that part.
Something about not trespassing. Elfer.
Okay.
Why don't we just call in the government to pick up this one, too?
I guess that would be an area to read.
Try to help the
getting filled.
Crashed alien.
What?
Make a crash?
But it says, don't come in.
Aren't you safe? You know?
I don't know, maybe.
I'm sure they can't shoot you when you're in material.
I'll try to go in again.
Just like nothing else can shoot you. They
may not even set it off.
She does. The laser shoots her. Probably not doing any damage. So who knows? Nope, doesn't do any damage.
Okay, I keep going.
It tingles.
Actually, there's also. So now that you're there, there's also seems to be some sort of box. Up next to the sign.
Like some kind of, like a thermostat control?
Okay, I turned it off.
It's in. There's several buttons on it, dials and stuff.
Okay. And you guys figure this out?
Turn to the left. Turn everything to the left.
Play with the buttons.
Okay. Laser's still shooting.
Yeah?
Yeah, but we're out there,
right? There's a laser, too.
No. Well, the box inside the ship, next to the spine. So the laser can shoot you while you're looking at the box.
I'm sure it can't get through your force shield.
Yeah, unless I roll well.
I
don't like lasers.
Except with the box and the sign were at the door. Like, we were outside looking at it. You can read the sign? Can you read the...
The sign is actually in the doorway on the hallway door.
Can you see any scripts on the buttons?
Nope, they're just colored.
I press the green one.
Laser shoot
is on red. You hit red to turn it off.
Oh, okay.
These are aliens, so we know.
Everybody knows green. You turn the one off to the left, not the right.
I ignore it and I go for the next door.
Alright.
There's knobs.
You play with the button.
Yeah,
I just turn it off.
It's really loud.
So you wander around. It's kind of like a maze. Sure. It's kind of like a maze. And you notice... Well, I don't know. Make a roll. You detect the type. So are you going to look at the control box there? Scientist guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Make a roll. You only takes you to figure this out.
I think it's a 50% chance I ripped a wall and it won't stop working.
Pretty quickly. What's your guy's tree? Like 9? Okay. So the laser shoots at you, say 1.
Thumb napkin?
Doesn't do anything. So you do find the off switch.
Which is the red
thumb
button.
Thumb napkin?
No, it's like a combination.
Red button and you turn it off to the left.
Then the alarm turns off, the lasers power down.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There were some other lasers too that you talked in, actually. There's always a chance I'll roll 50 and kill you. 31? Yeah, that's
right. Anyways. Thanks. Turn off a loud noise. I think I'll walk in there.
Would you make a roll? Detective? So you noticed all the lasers seem to be
aimed at crash holes.
Aimed at keeping people inside.
Keeping people inside.
It's a prison ship.
Alright, I head back out. Turn it back on.
You don't want to help those poor aliens anymore, don't you?
It's trying to keep things in.
Yeah, we have a menagerie of human prisoners.
Yeah, but what are they trying to keep in?
I don't want to go find out.
Menagerie of human prisoners. It's like you're the ghost girl. You're the one that can go find out. Go find out.
Fine.
Let's turn this back on while she's in there. Too late. We already.
Are you relatively safe in there while running around, or
yeah,
most you won't be able to turn it on while.
Leave it on.
I have a communicator. If I call you to turn it on, turn it on.
Turn it on, turn it on! Turn it on, turn it on!
Alright, go looking around some more.
Okay.
I'll look for people that look like the people that were in the cylinders in the other ship.
There don't seem to be any rooms. Until you get to the center.
Okay. This is a big, giant prison ship.
So you look inside a circular... So there's a circular room.
Okay.
In the center. And then there is, like, some kind of gray pod in the middle. With,
okay.
Various tubes coming out, you know, for, like, whatever.
Okay.
For power. And then above it is a cube. A transparent cube and, with multicolored gases inside swirling around.
Okay.
Throwing off a weird light. And there's also, like, control panels all around.
That's very odd. I have no idea what this is. A pod with tubes going to it, and a cube full of funny colored gas.
Alright. So, as you're standing there, the pod starts to open.
Oh, great. No.
So the pod opens. Out steps out some kind of walking, like an 8 foot tall reptile guy.
Okay.
So it looks totally different from the people in the other ship.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
So he looks at you kind of weirdly.
Hello, who are you?
All back then they all spoke English.
He is going around to the controls and doing things.
Okay. Great. I don't know whether to stop him or not.
Oh, he's only 17.
You're 17
feet. Okay. I can take it.
I'll call out. There's some sort of tall reptile alien guy in here. I can't understand anything he says.
Make sure he's not trying to blow up the arc.
I'll send him over to talk to you.
He's playing with the controls.
Somewhere you want to talk to the alien?
In the laser zone?
What?
You think you can talk to the alien? You gotta scoot the road.
Maybe vaguely.
So who's in the... Who's... So you're at the controls still, or are you actually still on the ship?
You turn the controls back on.
Ship. You're at the controls?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you?
Outside, you have the controls on.
Outside.
Yeah, outside laser.
Okay.
I hate that.
But he was inside, you turned it off.
Yeah.
No, you turned it back on. No.
You have to turn it on, yeah.
Oh, that's right, you got to turn it on.
You're waiting for the screen.
I'm definitely outside, though.
So you're still outside?
Yeah, I'm right.
I'm not dying, considering you turned it on anymore.
Oh.
Alright, and then Bob called out so there's an alien.
No idea.
Yeah.
She didn't.
And is anybody going to go walk inside?
I shouted him to make sure that he's not trying to destroy the world.
I see.
Right. Okay, well, might come talk to him, maybe we can figure that out.
You haven't conveyed that he's screwing controls, right?
Yes, I have.
Say yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Make sure that system doesn't come back on. I go in. No. You're making sure the system doesn't come on.
I have to be in to do that.
Okay, just stay by the system.
By the system.
Okay, I go on in. I go with her.
With who?
John.
Okay.
Well, if it's not turning on, I don't work. Lasers scare me. Lasers. Catch her. Hello. So what are you messing with the Zorn for?
Hello, lizard boy.
All you need to take out of Zorn is potassium.
So the aliens don't have universal translators.
Going to do. You're going to outer door closes. What do you do?
What do you do?
You guys aren't there.
Are we inside or outside?
You're inside. Yeah. Really, so all four of you are inside. The outer door just closed.
Visceral?
You just closed the outer door.
That's nice.
Yeah, the alarm starts flashing again.
I turned off.
Make a roll.
Override.
Is there any doors off this hallway as we walk?
The alarm did not turn off.
Damn it. I knew this was going to happen if I came into this damn
area. Are there any doors off of the main hallway that
we're on? You inside the room or outside?
I'm inside the
room. I assume you were outside when you first did.
So how many lasers are pointing out?
There's only one laser pointing down the hallway.
Okay, I shoot the laser.
Okay.
Get a laser, come on. So let's see. So what are you gonna do? Okay, you just shot the laser. The other laser says, "Come on!" It starts tracking you guys. What do you do? You're like inside the ship, in the random corner.
Are capable of hitting me from? How many lasers are capable of hitting me?
Only one at a time.
So if I were to stand under a broken one, I'd be safe.
Yes.
Break one.
I break one.
Make roll.
My sword. Oh, eight.
I already named your sword. Wit.
You?
Huh? Wit.
Wit, oh,
with
yeah.
An age, right?
With an age? That's a,
Okay, so you destroy one of the lasers. Since Shannon's with you, you stay too. But you sort of trapped in that. Like some of them.
Keep destroying them so that we can get into the
yeah, well, we're destroying them to get an aid more.
Those are guys.
That's okay with me.
Seems to be ignoring.
Why don't we stand here and shoot them?
Or the one in your room.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Still being expected.
Well, actually, if the laser can see us, then...
So the laser will get one shot at you before you... Actually.
Yeah, what about with Pistol Boy?
It's still get one shot at you.
Yeah, all right. So I might as well do it instead of you.
Yep, I'm you not getting in front of the laser.
Ordinary human. So, zip it, one, whenever. Well, whenever.
Okay, so try to hit you.
50 miles an hour, I fly at it. Really? You just rolled up?
I just rolled twice.
Fuck. Really?
Although, you only have an 18, so it did hit you. Let's see. 26. And had a... So, just barely hit you, doing 2 points of damage.
Orbit.
Oh, tough guy, eh?
I don't spend my hero points on anything but this.
Yeah, I learned the hard way that Eric was not like, quite unconscious.
Not sure.
Colton. I mean, it's been, I don't know, 60, 80 hero points. Yeah. He just wouldn't come down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just spend 20 points to get up again.
I got the first time I get hit.
Up again.
30.
Okay, you destroy that.
First time I roll up the laser.
So you're going down the corridor, so there'll be like another two more lasers before you get back to the main central room.
You're doing well so far.
Are you gonna do
like tapping the alien on the shoulder saying, "Hey, talk to me. Stop doing whatever you're doing."
So
what's going on first?
You're not invisible.
No.
Are you dispersed?
Yeah, I think it's safer.
How's the top on his shoulder?
I can undisperse my fingers.
Yeah,
you can
do
that. I'm getting cute. He's getting bad.
Tap, tap, tap.
The most amazing situation.
It's also bring you right into your chest and pull your heart out.
You're probably attractive at all. The epitome of voice charm.
He whirls on you and tries to claw you.
Now you're not being friendly.
It's just like Predator, except you're Predator going into somebody else's ship. So you're invisible? Or where?
Through
the wall.
You felt that. But it didn't even
okay.
Oh, that was.
What do you do? So you're at the end, you know, near the entrance. You could try to get the door open or something. Or try to turn off the alarm. Or
try to turn off all the lasers.
Okay.
Watch your call. You're wrapping up.
Two. This is Shannon.
Yeah, I'll call another half hour. Two.
Hello?
You rolled a two, eh?
That's not good, right?
Hello?
The two is double one, right?
Yeah, that's double one. Hello?
Yeah. I'm full of happiness today.
No, I'll just kill you. Okay, something else. Something.
Ella?
Only Fable there.
Ella?
Thank you.
Hey, Mary.
And we're supposed to wrap it up by a half hour.
A little bit. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, call you back in about an hour.
Bye-bye.
Okay, actually, that's not bad. He's not really
ill. No, he's good. He's good.
Yep.
Bada.
Gas flood the whole ship. Everybody.
Even where I am?
No, not where you are. Okay. Everybody else. Actually, maybe I should just...
You, Rip!
Is it the multicolored gas out of the
actually,
out of the
that's
box?
True. No, this would be, this would gas the whole ship, so this is a physical ship. So the whole ship is gas.
And are there vents for the gas? Or, like, little tiny holes along the entire...
No, there are vents.
Okay,
yeah, but
this
wizard
right
the prisoner or the guard?
Tough to tell.
We did rearm the ship.
Guard. So, let's see, everybody
I
made
think the
a...
the little multicolored gas thing in the little box.
You think so?
Kind of.
It would be a...
just a feeling.
Oh, actually, I wrote this down. Subs for gas.
Gas.
Six.
Maybe. I'm mostly gas myself at this point.
I have a force field. I should be okay.
I don't know about that.
Actually,
that
a force field does put gas in it.
Or you die.
Since, you know, that's how you did it.
I mean, I guess you could start to throw off the whole thing.
You start coughing. Okay.
Have I sealed the toy? Sealed systems?
Yeah, sealed systems is good. You start coughing.
I can buy that right now.
Help Shannon start coughing. Oops.
Oops. It's like a roll. No reason in the world for him to roll again, unless...
Let's see, but you're intangible... No, you're still taking a lot. You're not unconscious. Okay. Alien. Yeah, he's not. Well, he's not affected yet. Since you're unconscious, you don't see him start working for his control. Yeah, person of life. Yes. What do you want to do, Eric? Or actually, what do you want to do?
I think I'm going to go towards the entrance at Mach 4.
Okay.
And then start flashing at it.
So you run back to the entrance.
I call it flying at 50 miles an hour.
Yeah. Go back to the entrance. What do you do? So, you know, he runs off.
He runs off.
That's
have all the agents behind me been disabled or not? No. Only done two before.
So how far
you guys were.
There's one laser in between you and the exit. There's one laser between you and the central port. And there's gas.
Yeah, I'll run in.
Okay. So you're running out, you're running in. Let's see. Laser. Misses. Laser. Misses. Actually, your dex is only.
Real?
So, what's your body?
Kind of your category. And your job,
decapitate.
The one thing you gotta do, my dex is 5, my body is 4.
Which is?
You took 2 points.
Turn this shit off.
And later.
Cut off. How? Cursing would be bad.
And then you run past it.
Oh, yeah.
Rip, what do you want to do?
Try again.
You're trying to...
Turn off the gas.
Turn off the gas. Okay. You need a 15.
Hero points. You can do it now,
right?
Nothing wrong with
you.
You can hero points.
No.
Really?
Well, actually...
I have 0.
No, you have to do it before you start.
You have to
do it before you start.
Wrong solved. What was it? Double plus 0. 3 and 3. Just assume it's an 8. It is. Wait, you got 8? Yeah, 2-8.
6, 8, 17, and 6.
Okay, 23. So you turn off the gas.
You don't want to roll again?
And you turn on the blower so the gas is sucked back out.
Oh, I thought you had an 8 already. When you rolled an 8,
okay. So now, you're unconscious for now.
Definitely rolled again.
You all stop coughing.
I follow the same school of thought as we do.
You're back at the entrance.
I get lasered.
You're next to the door to the inside room. There's a control panel next to it.
Shit.
Door seems to be closed.
I start pushing buttons and banging on the door.
Would it have any effect on the door? My door has a name.
Oh.
Right here.
The door is...
Is there a creature called a wit in Harry Potter?
Yeah, you could probably damage the door.
But did I?
Oh, go ahead and roll.
Okay.
If it's still there, I didn't say there was a control panel on the door.
It's like 11.
The door was open.
No.
Okay. I think it's now time for you to open the door.
Who
lasers going on still? So is there a laser?
Lasers are still on.
Alright, so I need to whack this one. That's
this one's dead.
Oh, okay, so I keep on going until the next
one. What does the alien do? The alien just wants
to be
friendly. The gas is actually a good idea, you think.
Who thinks that?
You
think
the alien.
Okay.
Except, you know, he didn't want it in this room.
So he didn't turn. You didn't turn it on? He turned it on.
Yeah,
I
did. Well, someone turned it off. Oh, it could have been her. Could have been the alien. They were both trying to turn it off.
One of the control boxes.
Okay.
I leave the gas on.
you find out he's a good guy or a bad guy before we abandon him? As long as he goes to space, it doesn't matter. If he'll go into space, just dominate the Earth. And it'll be our problem, and we'll deal with it.
Liable to hook up with the Nazis, and then we'll never have a chance.
Just get the hell out of there.
I'm already out. The door is so pried open.
The door is pried open.
Tink. Tink. Has our ship landed somewhere now that the blizzard's done?
Yeah.
I start.
So your plane landed.
I start dragging Ghost Girl towards the ship.
I try to.
I talk to this thing.
Yeah,
talk to her.
Early on,
all right. Go to
talk to her. It wasn't very talkative.
He talked to you once. You didn't try to talk to him again, did you?
No, could have been.
Yes, I did.
Oh, really?
You didn't turn on the door after, like, you know, 10 seconds it's turned off.
I turned it on again.
Okay.
You back inside.
After another, like, you know, 10 seconds it turns off.
I think really hard.
So the problem is there's someone else turning it off. So, unfortunately, it's not just, you know.
I think really hard. Don't try and dominate the Earth or we'll have to come after you.
Well, we got that going for us.
So you step outside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the door's still trying to close.
Okay.
So what do you guys do? So you drag her back to the plane.
I shout at the professor to move that box out of the door so that it can close.
I move 3 feet away from the door and hold my gun. Wait.
Okay, what do you do?
You just shoot him or you take the door out of the plane?
No.
What are you doing then?
Just making sure.
Making sure of what? The only reason to do that is as soon as you saw green scaly, you shot.
Move the box out of the way.
I move the box.
Okay.
You can move it himself. Just don't aim your gun at the pot.
Yeah. That's a better idea.
What's that?
TK the box away.
Get Tinkerbell to move the box.
Tinkerbell. A, I want the box there. B, why would I endanger Tinkerbell to do that? I could walk up and take out myself.
Yeah, but you see, some distance away from the ship that's about to take off might be a good thing.
Mockery is not the best way to start interactions with alien species.
I'm not mocking it.
Anyways, the alien comes out.
All right.
Kicks the box out of the way. The door closes.
Okay.
Sorry about that, but don't tell me.
We'll still just kick your ass. You know? That's what I think.
The ship leaves.
The ship doesn't take off.
It doesn't?
No. Make a roll.
I don't think it can take off.
What happened?
There's no issues on that ship, guys.
Great. We'll just report this all to the government.
Yeah, the government will have to handle it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's real super cool.
What the hell is
the Canadians taking care of?
I don't want the Canadians to take care of it. I want our government to get this technology.
Yeah, but you see, we're not in the U.S. soil. They don't have jurisdiction. Well, that's why it has to be a secret nation. We are the secret nation.
You ain't gonna find us home.
Yeah.
You ain't got. Stop.
You're being dragged on. Hey, you're actually on the plane right now.
So,
no propulsion system. Well, that you could tell. So yeah. Unless it's, you know, really high side.
Well, it's on anti-gravity or something.
Yeah, unless it runs on anti-gravity, it doesn't use, like,
plasma drive
reaction
or something
mode.
Like that. Plasma drive.
It doesn't have any sort of opening.
Not particularly. I'm calling on the CB, intercom, whatever we have.
There's a radio.
I think it's a prison ship. I think he's the guard. I think he needs to know that the other aliens were coming after him.
Yeah, are the aliens are dead.
There's probably more coming.
But they're dead. You tell them what the one
I think they're dead. I think they're in suspended animation. They just didn't wake up because they didn't get where they were going.
They did get exactly where they were going. Because wherever you are, there you are.
Great.
They got where they went. They didn't get where they were going.
All right. So
you think he's the guard?
So I think so.
What kind of thing was the other
I think if he was the prisoner, he would have started killing people.
I think so, too, now that you think about it. Especially if he was a dangerous prisoner to be like this.
Well, if he was a prisoner,
the reason for the ship to be built around him.
Right.
Fine.
I go back to the ship. I knock on the door.
I knock on the door.
I'm
okay, you're both playing.
Yeah.
You knocking on the door too?
No, I'm letting them.
We need to talk.
After a few minutes,
we won't
the door opens. He's standing there. He looks kind of annoyed. It's kind of hard to tell on a
Are you the guard?
We found another crashed alien ship that looked like it was coming here. With aliens on it that looked like this. I think really hard about the inside of the alien ship, trying to picture that in my mind really hard.
If they were coming after you, there may be more coming after you. If you need to meet them, then we can tell you where they are.
So we said, the alien ship, the occupants are dead?
They're in little cylinders. I assume suspended animation, but who knows?
That's science fiction.
They're sleeping.
I describe what they look like.
Can you take me to the ship?
Tell us who you are first, big boy.
Tell us what's going on first.
I am.
Tall Hwar.
Tall Hwar. And why are you in this ship, and why do you want to go to the other?
We were...
Who's we?
Well, I was part of a crew of a survey ship. We were surveying this system. Like 1,000 years ago. When our ship had an accident and we had to jettison.
The saucer section then?
This is an escape pod?
This is an escape pod.
So why all the lasers? To keep people in.
We were with
a highly expert. Like the movie. The new one.
We were actually transporting a dangerous creature. This escape pod was for the future.
So you're the dangerous creature?
No.
It's still in the pod?
It's
the pretty box of colored cat.
It's the pretty box of colored cat.
What?
It is.
So why were you surveying our system? Are you trying to conquer us?
No. Why would we want to conquer you? You all killed.
Yes.
No, that.
So who's in the other ship?
You're helping out, aren't you?
The other ship sounds like a
rescue
ship, some sort of rescue vessel.
And they're going to come and get this colored body.
And then something must have happened to you.
And they don't look like you.
We are a multiracial
union.
Well, galactic organization.
Alright.
Okay.
Are you going to take this dangerous alien monster off the planet?
Yes. Although this escape pod does not have any propulsion. But with the other ship, I should be able to.
Okay. We'll take.
What is the nature of the danger from this creature? Just so we know in the future.
Radioactive.
It is. No, it's not that. It is extremely vicious and can change its gaseous state to different. You can create different gaseous, go from different gaseous forms. So it can make public some kind of poison.
Or
something more benign.
Is it safe to leave here while we take you to the other ship?
Yes.
You fly that ship here.
It's probably set up for 1,000 years.
Yeah. So, power's still on.
Okay. Alright, well, let's fly him back over to the other ship and wake the people up and they can get the hell out of here.
You want to fly back yourself? That'd be fun. Melt it out. Fly out ourselves. I guess you can figure on guard.
Let's just get out of here.
We can leave some people here on guard.
Hey, you figured out this ship. You figure out the other ship.
Let's just take them back there.
Be the genius.
There's no publicity in this. They're going to cover it up. Let's just get the ship.
All right, come with us. We'll take you to the other ship. Okay.
Yeah, I'll stay here, guard, research, look at everything.
Okay.
Try not to touch too much more.
Yes, please do not, you know, let fool around with the controls.
I can't believe you let me.
You should go with that.
What the hell are you thinking?
Well, the door is closed. Although, I suppose you could just open the door and get
yeah. You should go with us.
You should come with us.
All right.
You can help us fly the ship back.
Okay, we fly him up to the North Pole.
So, when you leave, how are you leaving?
I'm going to use the other ship.
You're going to use the other ship?
Yeah.
Take Bach and the other ship.
He's going to use the other ship to come back here and take this
Bach. Which part of no publicity in this don't you understand?
So he's going to use like some kind of tracker.
He's going to tow it.
He's going to tow it. Both are going to leave the Earth.
I don't care about publicity.
Gotcha. I want to know.
Yeah, you want technology.
I want technology. I don't care.
You want publicity. I want the
box. Broke the box.
We go home.
I want the escape pod as a base offshore base in Hawaii. That'd be great.
All right, so you fly back to the North Pole.
You can handle the rigors of
space. And then you show them where the ship is. The ship is.
Taking away from something and take it to work. Put together.
Hey, you got a robot dog. Shut up.
The box that we've locked the door.
Killer.
Can keep that.
Technically,
alien DNA made people evil.
So you still have any prisoners?
Yeah.
Okay.
How come your alien DNA made these people evil? Or the alien DNA? The DNA from your bucket, the protein strains from the other people may be people evil.
Why would that make people evil?
I have no idea. Anyway, do you have any cure for that?
No.
These four people, very cool. John Connor in the plane, five.
Four. One of them's dead.
We're injected for substances from your friend's pod, and they change, and may or may not have turned evil.
I also ejected to self.
Self said that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're always
only all that. So I mean, if you talk to him some more, it's only Svoboda and the whirlwind guy who were ejected.
Really?
The other four are already super smart.
So is there any way you can cure these the two that were affected?
Would
you do to extract that?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
How about the guys that you were going to meet up with? Can they help out? They'll just wear off.
I don't think they're scientists either. I don't know who they are. They're probably just, rescue people.
So you can take these guys back with you then, cure them, and they want to cure bring back.
That's
a good idea. We should have
that. No, we're not going to humans away with the aliens.
Well, especially not.
All right. Just go down to the spaceship.
Okay, go to the spaceship.
A reward.
This particular.
So can you wake these guys up?
A reward.
And we don't want to do that.
Yeah. Someone had to
sound like with their.
No.
The control.
Yeah, that'd be him.
Yeah.
You would consider that a
happy. Okay.
Prison. In prison. Then
power to be given away too.
Hopefully you can blow them back. Whatever. He's done all the
other
guys. Yeah,
I'm just saying. All the guys are put in jail. We're putting in jail.
Looks like someone wants to hold them.
Yeah. You can grow the length. I don't know.
We can get Vessels, and we can get him to tell you what he did.
Hold them, guys. It's a little easier.
Okay.
Okay.
Unless he's gassed, it's going to turn forward.
I guess this advantage of the arc thing?
Yes, I guess we can.
Get to work.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if you don't
can you fly this thing over to...
It is a different model. I'll take me a little bit to see if you hear that.
Okay, well, we'll hang out.
What do you guys do while he's working on the ship?
You guys
sit around talking bullshit.
We should get going. I don't trust my assistant to be running my detective agency, right?
Obviously came in the type of percolato.
What?
Won't we have letters to type earlier? And you weren't willing to put your assistant on the job? I assume that's because you've been talking about that we need to type earlier. We need to
I
type
don't know. What the hell you're talking
oh,
about?
Oh, we have our little adventure. You know, that was Ghost Girl who asked to do that.
Yeah.
My assistant, but then we said, don't you have an assistant that can do that? And she was back in Island City.
Right.
But we were in Island City when we said this.
I want to
figure out your assistant do the
exam and everything.
She's my assistant. She's not ICE's assistant. Yeah, because publicity for ICE doesn't help you at all.
Go ahead and make a roll.
The whole point for your publicity is to help you.
I don't know what you're talking about, Peter. Aren't you young and naive?
Again? Damn!
What do you do?
I don't have to... You should create your own luck.
You fumble?
Yes.
I wonder what I'm saying.
Alright, what are you doing, Meatfire? Well, you know, so you're looking at the ship.
Me? What am I
doing? What the rest of you doing?
I'm trying to convince these two we should just go home.
No, we
want to find Aaron Fitch on his way. So you're all hanging around next to the ship?
Leave our phone number.
Well, I could stay here and he can drop me off.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
I
want
to fly an alien spacecraft.
No.